This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily One.
Right, now yesterday we were talking to a girl called Claire who had recently been dumped. God love her. But she wasn't entirely convinced that the reason her boyfriend gave was the true one.
The reason he gave for it being that he was realised that he needed to be true to himself and he was in fact gay.
Right. Okay. And when did this happen?
Only a couple of days ago did it finally, like, come out, as it were.
Right.
It kind of starts to make sense, in a way.
Meaning what?
Well, he just started having, like, playing really camp music in his car. Like, you know that wedding CD you were playing earlier with, like, the ABBA?
Yeah.
We were getting lots of that.
Right, and, well, he's got the same CD as me.
Well, I think he might do, I really do.
Yeah, that tells you a lot.
Yeah, and also, like, he started having loads of really camp mannerisms and, like, mincing around everywhere. And,
right.
I mean, to me, it was a bolt out of the blue. Like, it's happened in not a very long space of time, and it's not like I've ever had any clues before that I would have thought maybe he's gay.
So, what do you mean by that? What are you saying?
Well, basically, I think he might be lying about it.
So you don't think he's gay at all?
No, because he never noticed anything like this before, and it seems to have just been quite convenient.
Has he mentioned any blokes that he's been out with or seen or...?
No. In fact, if anything, a bit before, it was a bit, like, homophobic and made really bad jokes about them. So...
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And now he is one.
Apparently he is now gay, so...
One. I like the way he's turned suddenly all camp. One minute he was like, right, love, right, darling. The next minute, hiya, cooey. Total stereotype. Just to get out of a relationship, remember? Now, I didn't think that this happened or this could be true until we got loads, and I mean loads of texts from blokes and from girls who said they have done exactly the same thing. They've actually told their other half they were gay to get out of it. Then we had a bloke on your call last night who told his boyfriend he was straight to end the relationship. So, loads of you wanted us to try to bust Claire's ex-boyfriend and find out if he was telling the truth or not. So... I never let you down. That's exactly what we've done.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Nick, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Nick. I've got an email saying that you're looking for a new flatmate.
No, I'm afraid I'm not looking for a new flatmate, no.
Right. I got this email passed to me by Dorothy. Do you know Dorothy?
Dorothy. Not off the top of my head, no.
You're not a friend of Dorothy?
No, I don't think so.
Well, you know what these emails are like. They just get passed around so many people, don't they?
Yeah.
Because it's been passed all around the cricket club. I've got
the
it here,
cricket
actually.
Club?
Yeah, it says, flatmate wanted, no cats, no smokers.
Right.
Because I was going to ask you why you don't like cats.
No.
You're not a fan of pussies? Pussy cats? No?
No.
And you don't like a puff yourself, no? You don't smoke?
No.
But you are Nick, definitely Nick, and this is your number, yeah?
Yeah, I'm Nick. I'm surprised where you got this number from.
Yeah, I'm just a bit confused as to why this has been passed around.
Well, yeah, so am I, mate.
You play cricket for Truro, right?
No, I don't. I live in Kent.
It says that you bat for Truro.
No, I don't.
Because there's some match tonight that you're in or something?
No, I don't play cricket.
So you're not batting for Truro tonight? Definitely
no,
not.
I'm not.
Right.
No, I'm not.
Are you batting for the other side?
No, I'm not batting at all.
Right. So you don't play any cricket?
Where did you get my number from?
From Dorothy. But it's weird because you say you're not a friend of Dorothy.
No, I'm not. I don't know Dorothy.
And you don't play for Truro?
No, I don't. Where did you get my number from?
And you don't bat for the other side? Hang on a minute. I know what's happened. Is your boyfriend Simon?
Boyfriend?
Yeah.
No. Not what? Gay.
Pardon?
I'm not gay.
Really? But that is what you told your girlfriend Claire, isn't it? Nick, it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1. Was that a lie? Was that a lie?
Yeah.
Was that a lie?
Yes, it was a lie.
Anything you want to say to Claire?
sorry, Claire.
So let me just get this right. You thought it'd be easier to get out of the relationship by telling her you were gay than actually fessing up and saying you didn't want to see her anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
Is there anyone else at the moment, or...?
No, there's not. No.
Promise me?
I promise you, Scott.
You see, I don't believe you, and neither do our listeners. I can tell you that right now. But I'll let you have that one, all right?
OK.
All right, bye. Busted.
Radio One podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio One.
Hi, Scott. It's Liz.
Hi, Liz. What are you saying?
You know that guy who wasn't really gay?
Yeah.
I think I can go on better.
Go on.
A friend of mine. Should I give him your name?
No.
No, okay. Well, a guy I was at college with who will remain nameless was going out with a girl for a while, and she was kind of trying to keep it secret from people. And then everything went quiet for about 6 weeks. And she just didn't answer any of his messages. And she finally did get back in touch and said, I'm really sorry, but I was at my dad's factory. A winch fell on my head. I got amnesia and I forgot who you were.
What? Are they still going out or...?
No.
Right.
Sadly, that did spell the end for it.
Right. So she wasn't in touch for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And then she said, I'm sorry, I forgot who you were because I got amnesia because a winch fell on my head.
Yeah.
Did a winch fall on her head?
Not as far as we're aware.
That is one of the best excuses.
I think it was a good line to dump him, though.
That's a great excuse. Scott Mills. Radio 1. Why haven't you returned my calls? Who are you?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
All right, it's Steve.
Oh, hi, Steve.
What actually happened was, I was with a girl for a long, long time, and, well, things weren't going right, you know what I mean? And,
with the girl that you're going out with, right?
Getting a bit stale and a bit boring, really.
Right.
And I was trying to find a way out.
Right.
I said, the reason why I'm splitting up with you is because I'm gay.
Right.
And the mother, who was with me at the time, she turned around and said, do you know, I knew it. I knew there was something.
I knew it. This is one. Radio One podcast.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, it's back. It's one of your favourites. It's the takeaway game. This is one of the best ones I think we've ever done. What happens, if you've not heard it before, is we call up one takeaway. We've done this with loads of takeaways, different ones, pizza, Indian, Chinese. And then you call up another one and put them on the phone to the first takeaway. Sounds a bit confusing? They get really confused. Have a listen.
Hi.
Hello. I wonder if I can make an order, please.
If you can, yeah.
Okay, I'd like one egg foo young.
Foo young chicken, pork.
Oh, chicken, please.
Chicken, yeah.
And then what soup do you have?
I only got not much to choose from. I've got chicken, sweet corn, crab meat, or hot and sour.
Crab meat would be really good. Thank you, yeah. Okay, some prawn crackers?
Yeah.
Also, maybe, do you have lemon chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like one of those, please.
Thank you.
And also, because there's quite a few people coming around, I'd like to have 4 egg fried rice, if possible.
4 portion egg fried rice, yeah.
Yeah. If you could you just read the order back to me to make sure I got it right?
Yeah, so you've got one,
Oh, give me a second. Sorry. One of my friends is coming in. I think they want to add to the order.
Okay.
Give me a second, and I'll get you to read the order back to them, all right?
Okay.
Give me a sec. Right, he's on hold, and now let's call Chinese Takeaway 2.
Hello?
Hello, can I make an order, please?
Yeah.
If you can just hang on a minute, my friend will give you the order, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, can you read back the order, please?
So you've got one chicken egg foo young.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah,
you got one chicken egg foo young.
Chicken and egg for you. Chicken for you, yeah?
Yeah, and then one crab meat sweet corn soup.
Yeah.
And a portion of prawn crackers.
Yeah.
And lemon chicken.
Yeah.
4 portion egg fried rice.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, thank you.
So, how soon can you get here?
About half an hour, okay?
Yeah, under what name?
Pardon?
What name?
The driver. The delivery driver. What name, you mean?
Well, we don't do delivery.
Huh?
We don't do delivery.
We do delivery.
We don't.
Are you coming to collect it?
Yeah, you come and collect it, yeah.
Oh, you're coming to collect it?
Yeah, you come and collect it if you ordered it.
Oh, right. I thought you said it was a delivery, innit?
No, we don't do delivery at all. Only delivery we do was a pizza up the road.
Oh, so you're coming to collect this food, yeah?
Yeah, correct, yeah.
Okay. When you're coming?
Oh, what do you mean? I said when you're coming, not me.
Huh?
You come and pick them up.
Pick what up?
Well, you just ordered food from the takeaway shop here.
You just ordered the food from this takeaway.
What would you mean?
I say you just ordered the food from this takeaway. Yeah? Are you coming to pick it up or you want it delivered?
Which takeaway are you?
Hey. Listen, mate, forget it, okay?
Hey.
Radio One podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio One.